The title of XTC's capacious new collection, Oranges and Lemons, is a reference to a British nursery rhyme of the same name. The album cover is a neo-psychedelic cartoon that suggests Peter Max and the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. All of these details are clues. This English trio is tipping us off to the fact that this is all kid stuff. After a decade spent being perceived as an intellectual post-punk band, and then a failed post-punk band, XTC has made the strongest album of its career by going against type. If Edward Lear and Lewis Carroll had formed a band with John Lennon, they might have sounded like this. All but three of the 15 songs on Oranges and Lemons were written by lead singer Andy Partridge, who is not a typical rock star, but who is very much in the tradition of English eccentric artists. He describes himself as aggressively mundane, which is not the sort of thing you hear much in the age of Michael Jackson and Madonna. For almost 10 years now, Partridge has refused to take XTC out on tour because he hates the imperfect way the band's music sounds on stage and because he suffers from stage fright so severe that he used to faint in mid-song. Partridge is the father of two young children and has no interest in writing rock songs about drugs or sex, or at least his interest is expressed in the most elliptical, teasing manner. He has said of a new song called Pink Thing that the title phrase comes from the fact that when their first child was born, he and his wife took to referring to it as the little pink thing. But having written the song, Partridge says he realized that people might also hear the lyric as a euphemism for a penis, and that he likes this possible confusion. Anytime you call. XTC has had a series of hit singles and albums in England, but only cult success here. In 1987, the band stirred up a small American controversy. The song Dear God incurred the wrath of fundamentalist Christians here for its jauntily framed assertion that religion exerts too much control over its followers' lives. Once the song was attacked, Partridge responded with an unexpected snappishness. Instead of backing down, Partridge now says that he wishes the song had been, quote, more poisonous. What bothered me was that some people thought the song meant I believed in God. Andy Partridge's aggressive humanism is extended on this new album with a song called Merely a Man.
I'm here.
The first single from Oranges and Lemons, a song called The Mayor of Simpleton, is doing pretty well in America, where its brisk, clever melody and layered production are reminding a lot of people of the Beatles. But this music has a certain tartness verging on sourness, the tang of Oranges and Lemons, that makes it very much the work of XTC alone.